Weiß Bescheid. Nintendo.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
It's politics and more, and it's only on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Good morning, Tennessee Valley, and you are tuned in to Politics and More. I'm your host here at Politics and More, Shannon Moore, along with my co-host, Rosemary Stainbrook.
Good morning.
And good morning, everyone, again, who is tuning in. So much to talk about today, because, you know, for news, this was a very busy week, Rosemary.
I feel like it's going to be a very busy year. This 2024 is not going to get any cooler. Even though it feels cool outside, the year itself is not going to stay this cool.
So for everyone who follows the news, and especially people who follow politics, again, this was a very busy week. So let's look at the first big news story that we have this week, and it involves the civil trial that former President Trump was involved with in New York, where he's been ordered to pay what's the figure, like 350, I think it's 357, if I'm not mistaken.
354, 355, 357, somewhere in there. It's $350 million.
It's insane. It is a ridiculous figure. And, you know, the basis of this civil suit comes from the New York Attorney General, who, when she ran, was talking about how she was going to
take him down.
Yeah. And so there was a lot of people have mentioned this, and I have to agree that, you know, she's running as Attorney General with, she's just going to find something
right
to charge him with. Now, again, this gets back into some of those discussions we've had on this show about justice being fair and not particularly looking at any one particular person just to hurt them politically. But I think for many of us on the conservative side of the politics, there's just no way to explain how this lawsuit could come about and how he now Trump is now ordered to pay $350 something million over this. It's crazy.
It is really crazy. It's like, yes, the law is supposed to be equal and fair and not targeted like this. And he is also being banned from doing any business in the state of New York for 3 whole years, which would take him halfway into his presidency if he manages to get reelected. And like you said, it's like having the attorney general say, it's like, If you want me to get Trump, just vote for me. And that's what she got into office to do. And so she technically has done her job because she's fulfilling that promise. However, I am looking forward to the appeal being filed on this, because you can guarantee it will be. And we'll also see whether or not Trump is going to actually end up moving all of his businesses to another state, maybe Florida, since Mar-a-Lago's there. And as we're going to see how this is actually going to slow him down in some way, make some of his capital a little less liquid. Him having to liquidate a whole bunch of things, even to start making payments on this. I mean, it's going to be bad for New York because they're going to lose tax dollars on it. This is going to be bad for the stock market because he's going to have to liquidate a lot of his assets. And I don't necessarily think that they are calculating what this is going to mean for the market as a whole to charge him this much for in this civil suit.
Well, a lot of the contention here from the New York Attorney General was that Trump overvalued some of his property, or particularly,
correct,
I think, Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
And but there was never any complaints filed, no defaults on loans, nothing from the banks or lenders on this. This was all something that she has pulled out and brought. And again, it kind of goes back to that campaign promise that she made, that she was going to essentially, you know, find something to
Anything.
Yeah. I mean, that, there's just really no way. I mean, she wasn't really running on anything in particular. It was just she was going to get prosecute Trump. Him.
Yeah.
And this is what she finds to do that with. On something where nobody has complained or brought up any issues or felt there was an unfair business exchange. I mean, the banks did not complain. They got paid for the loans.
Yeah, it was like the unfortunate part is that the law in New York State did change to where there doesn't necessarily have to be a victim of fraud in order for there to be this type of prosecution. It's like if there simply was an overevaluation in order to try and get favor for better mortgage rates or financing rates, they found it something prosecutable. But there, like you said before, it's like there was no victim of this. Like everyone is being paid on time. No one was frauded out of any of their money. But this was a way for them to make sure that they could rope him into this. And it's going to be really interesting to see if they actually end up going after any other type of investor in the state of New York or not, or if they're honestly just going to do this to Trump, because this could either become precedent or it can easily be appealed in some way or another, either with, you know, a lesser fine, a less limited amount of time for him to do business in the state of New York. I am very much looking forward to seeing how the appeal process is going to be on this.
Well, ultimately, I don't think they're going to be going after any other companies. I think this is a one-time deal to just fulfill a campaign promise that she's going to prosecute him for whatever she could find to prosecute him for. But let's just, for the sake of argument, say, well, if she did that with him and she established a precedent, I'm sure if she really wanted to try to prosecute other companies, mm-hmm. she could
easily claim other
companies have overvalued, because again, the valuation of real estate is kind of nebulous in mm-hmm. that different people may look at property in different ways.
Oh yeah,
and you know, it ultimately comes down to what you're going to actually get paid for a piece of property.
Yeah,
but the valuation he had put on it. I mean, that property down there, especially Mar-a-Lago, is a very expensive piece of property.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Trump's lawyers have argued here. But for the sake of argument, let's just say she decided, oh, I've done this with Trump. I can do this with other companies. Well, you know, obviously one could if you wanted to just use your own decision-making
right.
on that. And so for business, you know, especially big businesses where millions of dollars are on the line, do you want to go to a state which can choose to prosecute you because they don't like your political views?
Right. That is a really good point. They are going to be scaring off other business in the entire state. They'd probably rather go to New Jersey where real estate's a little bit cheaper, but it's close enough to where it would be viable or valuable. But yeah, this is a way for them to actually turn away big business and cause even more millionaires to leave the state as if the rising crime wasn't enough to make them leave.
Well, we've seen in some of these blue states, and we've also seen it in some of these blue cities, that the hostility to business has actually led to an exodus of some companies from establishing headquarters mm-hmm. or factories or things. I think back, you know, it's been a few years now, but when Amazon was going to put in that second headquarters, I think in New York City,
yeah.
I remember AOC
it was in her district, yeah.
led the fight against that. So what happens? They lost millions of dollars and probably millions of possible tax revenue because
yep.
they were not business friendly.
Yep.
And here we have the same thing going on with Donald Trump and his businesses. But let's take a quick break. We're going to be back with more here on Politics and More.